Good morning and welcome to another day with Jesus. In these daily podcasts, Pastor Preji gives us divine perspectives from the Word of God. Let us now prepare our hearts to hear and receive from the shared Word.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. I hope that you're ready and receptive and your heart is open to let the Lord elevate you, elevate your perspective, elevate your heartbeat, elevate your desires. Today the Lord is preparing you. He's preparing your mind, your heart, your soul, your emotions to receive from Him and to receive Him. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 62 verse 11, "The Lord has sent this message to every land. Tell the people of Israel, look, your Savior is coming. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes." So this message that we are preaching this morning, this word that you're hearing in your ears this morning, the Bible says that this is a message that has been sent to every land, every nation, every community, every people group. There is nobody that is out of the boundaries of the ones that are supposed to receive this message. Every person, no matter what your age is, no matter which religion you belong to, no matter what your upbringing was, no matter how much of hurt or abuse or pain you've had to tolerate in the past, this is a message that is applicable to everybody, every human being. The Bible says the Lord is the one who is sending this message to the ends of the earth, to every land. In fact, before Jesus left the earth 2,000 years back, He told His disciples, "You need to go into all the world. Every nation, every creature need to hear this gospel. Every person needs to understand who I am and what I have done for them." And today the Lord is reminding us the same thing, that the Lord has sent this message to every land. The next line it says, "Tell the people of Israel." See, in the Old Testament, Israel was a chosen nation. Everybody wanted to be like Israel. They were protected, they were covered, they were special, they had immunity, they had so much of provisions and favor and blessings from God that everybody was jealous and envious of them. And today the Lord says, that's who you are. The Lord calls you His Israel. The Lord calls you His chosen one. The Lord says that you and I that are loved by God, you and I that have the provision of God, you and I who are protected and covered by the Lord, you and I, we are the Israel on the earth. We are the chosen ones, the favored ones, the blessed ones, the ones that are the apple of His eye. So the Lord is saying, this message is going out to everybody, all the people in every land, and yet it is not supposed to make sense to everybody. It will only make sense to the people of Israel, to those that have a devotion to that commitment and the covenant that God has made to them. To the people of Israel, I hope that I'm speaking to some Israelites this morning. I hope that I'm talking to somebody who knows how much you are loved by God, how much you are cared for by God. Because it is this knowledge and awareness of God's love and care for you that sets a foundation for you to now enjoy Him, receive Him, welcome Him, live for Him here on the earth. The verse says, "Tell the people of Israel." What should we tell them? This is the message. Look, your Savior is coming. This morning, I am declaring this to you, my dear friend, wherever you are. I'm declaring this to you. Your Lord Jesus, your Savior, He is coming. Yes, He came for you 2,000 years back. He died on the cross for you. He was buried in the grave for you, and He was resurrected from that grave also for you. And He was taken up into the presence of God the Father, where He is interceding for you. Now He is coming back for you. That is the promise. He says, look, your Savior, He is coming. He is returning. He doesn't want you to just continue to live here for the rest of eternity. No, He is coming to take you back. He is coming to redeem you. He is coming to restore you back into your original glory. He is coming for you. The Lord is sending this message to everybody in all nations, all people groups. He's looking for His chosen Israel, and He's telling them, look, your Master, your Savior, your salvation is coming. The last line of this verse, she says, this Savior, this Jesus who is coming, this Master who is coming, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. To each and every one of us, every struggle we have gone through, every pain that we have experienced, every persecution or tribulation that we have gone through for the sake of this person that we live for the sake of holding our characters upright, for the sake of living for Jesus, the Bible says there is a reward that He's going to bring for us. That nothing that we have done for the Lord has been in vain. So if you are feeling tired and almost at the verge of giving up, the Lord wants to remind you, your reward is at hand. Jesus, He is coming back with your reward, with your blessing, with your provision. Will you strengthen your weak knees? Will you strengthen your hands and your hearts and your minds? Because your Savior, He comes with your reward and your blessing. Reading it one last time before we pray. The Lord has sent this message to every land. Tell the people of Israel, look, your Savior is coming. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we believe that You are coming. We are ready and we are receptive. Prepare our hearts and our minds to change our attitude and change our perspectives and change our lifestyles to such that we will be honorable and we will be living the way that You want us to live when You come back to receive us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We hope the word spoke to you and blessed you. Do feel free to share this podcast and bless somebody else. Do connect with us at pastorpriji.com. May you have a blessed and uplifted day today.